How do great creative people do the work they do? Well, they rarely do it alone. And successful creators, like successful leaders, have learned how working with others is key to their own success. Chris Deaver and Ian Clausen address this idea in their new book, Brave Together: Lead by Design, Spark Creativity, and Shape the Future with the Power of Co-Creation. Chris and Ian are co-founders of BraveCorp, a leadership consultancy that helps leaders build cultures people love. And they co-host the Lead with a Question podcast. Here they are to share some of their big ideas.
Hello, I'm Chris Deaver.
And I'm Ian Clausen.
We're the authors of Brave Together, Lead by Design, Spark Creativity, and Shape the Future with the Power of Co-Creation.
It's clear to both of us that writing this book and now sharing its important message has become our life's calling. In it, we offer a new framework that inspires us all to become co-creators in a world that craves true connections. Brave Together challenges traditional leadership practices and envisions the future of working together.
We've pressure tested these co-creative principles as practitioners and coaches. We've witnessed their power to ignite life-changing and business-transforming solutions in any domain. We share what we've learned from those who inspire us, including Dale Carnegie, Stephen Covey, Ed Catmull, startup founders, movement makers, and leaders making a difference at Apple, Nike, Pixar, Burberry, and the NBA.
We are excited to share with you the five key takeaways from our book. Number one, why do companies kill creativity? We've all experienced fear at work. Ask anyone if they've ever had a bad boss or been in a toxic workplace, and 100% would say yes. And that needs to change. Companies keep pushing people for results, fixating on the numbers as they squeeze the creativity out of our work life. Broken cultures are commonplace. People are searching for something more, to work creatively together. They're craving growth, empathy, and hope. Brave Together shows how to do this in simple, powerful ways. We share a pattern called the mirror test. It gives us direction to reimagine our lives by how we see ourselves and others, clarifying the real and ideal. We are able to manifest our future when we pause, reflect, and embrace our creative identity. When we stop looking externally for something or someone to change our circumstances. The mirror test helps us take responsibility. We stop avoiding what we fear most. There's power in asking, what can I do differently?
Number two, we can build cultures people love. Fear and braving it alone have failed us. Being brave together won't. We can start to live our best future now, one that isn't self-made, but shared. We can break free from selfish behaviors, broken relationships, and shattered trust. We can move beyond efficiency and effectiveness to explore the power of co-creative relationships that inspire us all to hope again. Co-creative cultures are the future. They inspire purpose in life. They create brave space for magic to happen. Timeless principles, brave leadership, and creativity are the powerful combination companies are missing to differentiate their culture. This unlocks lasting joy and frees us from feeling alone. We share an amazing experience we had working with leaders and teams at Apple, which gave us deep insights into culture shaping. When I was hired by Apple, they gave me an extraordinary challenge. 70% of our people have been here 5 years or less. We can't teach them Apple culture fast enough. Can you help? What started as a small brain trust turned into a grassroots movement and grew organically with the help of brave leaders. Together, we co-created timeless principles that ignited a culture shift, powering over 100,000 people to move the future of Apple forward, going from think different to different together. Co-creative teams don't obsess about having all the answers. They explore what's possible with powerful questions. They get energized by sharing principles. Now, we are focused on helping leaders and people in any domain build cultures people love.
Number three, principles power our lives. The rising generation of creatives and leaders don't want people telling them what to do, but most thought leadership books do just that. They claim to be definitive blueprints for successful life. We highlight the importance of meta-principles, which give us direction to master the art of co-creation with others. They are higher-level truths drawn from collective wisdom. These universal standards help us determine principles that matter to us. First principles are core truths based on our own experiences that influence our decisions and actions. They are deeply personal and unique. The best first principles are a creative articulation of who we are and how we live our lives. Here are the six meta principles that give us co-creative direction. First, lead with questions to provoke a culture of curiosity. Turn pain into power by creating gains instead of focusing on the losses. Make others the mission by growing together through compassion and service. Define the situation by shaping moments with intention and crafting the best actions. Create context by living your future story now. And follow true north by building alignment with principles and collective energy for maximum impact.
Number four, we can shape the next wave of our work life with a futuristic framework. The world is transforming. Things are accelerating. Companies are fighting to remain relevant. The leadership playbook of the past has expired. But what are the building blocks of the future? We're told to choose between an employer-employee relationship or an entrepreneur career path. Tier one is the typical work relationship between employer-employee. In companies, leaders push their expertise and status. They say you've got to play the game to get ahead, but the politics make it feel rigged. Meanwhile, employers keep pushing for execution, or else. Employer-employee relationships are broken. Where will this lead? Being an employee is a safe option. Make a paycheck, get insurance and perks. Employees don't want to make waves, but they have a burning desire to be seen. When people feel stuck and undervalued, they start to despise this type of work relationship. On the other extreme, there's tier two, the path of entrepreneurship. Entrepreneurs take pride in their lifestyle, breaking free from work-life oppression, building an empire, and making their mark in the world. Entrepreneurs thrive in a do-it-yourself playground. But building a business is hard. Entrepreneurs push hustle culture as a template for success. Are they wrong? 80% of new businesses fail. But why? Does this reflect entrepreneurs who weren't all in? Or is there something else at play? The debate about which tier is better continues. But what if we stopped framing work life in these extremes as either or? We need a new approach for the future. Out of this tension, tier three is born. Not to replace, but to see beyond the two other tiers. While not everyone will choose this tier as an operating system, this framework gives us better building blocks for the future. Tier three is the co-creator mindset. The best leaders in the future embrace their creative identity in brave ways. Co-creative leaders empower people to build bridges across teams versus creating more islands and silos. They lead with deep empathy and by sharing wisdom. Employees don't need to leave an employer to practice co-creation, and entrepreneurs can become co-creators now. A co-creator invites open space for people to connect, collaborate, and build new and different ideas. We become connected through a shared hope, seeing what is possible together, and turning shared dreams into shared direction. Co-creation unlocks our true potential with others.
Number five, co-creation activates brave leaders and a connected life. We've been told to work harder and smarter, but that's created silos, burnout, and a lonely work life. We all want something more, to work creatively together. For anyone leading the future, this means trading a lonely pursuit of solo success for a shared adventure. To win in business and life, it takes a selfless force. This is co-creation, and it's what the most innovative teams in the world do best in cultures people love, like Apple, Nike, Pixar, and the NBA. We need brave leaders who can see the raw materials. They get excited by the potential of working with others. They see opportunities, a chance to learn from each other, and be inspired to shape things together. they let timeless principles guide their relationships and leadership capabilities, not through logic or emotion alone. What first steps can we take to be brave together? Reimagine meetings with brave conversations. Meetings were never meant to be boring download sessions. We can turn them into co-creative experiences. Make meetings fluid. Like Bruce Lee said, be like water. Get vulnerable with personal stories and give people a brave space to share. Make the focus about connecting. Email a question to kickstart the conversation before the meeting. Set the stage with a prompt in the form of a powerful question to spark creativity. Don't just send an agenda. Involve your team and watch them come together to share ideas and offer solutions. Questions can transform our thinking and the quality of our conversations. They unlock renewable energy. Take egos off the table and put building blocks on the table. It's not about being the smartest person in the room or defending ideas. It's about building bridges and connecting dots. Be guided by the greatest question: how do we want people to feel? Let the best ideas win. This empowers the hearts and minds of the people. The best cultures do this well, and it changes everything. Build routines for people to be brave together. Offer real support and resources to make innovation happen. Thank you for letting us share these 5 key takeaways. Now, join us in the adventure to be brave together.
Thank you, Chris and Ian. That was Chris Deaver and Ian Clausen with 5 big ideas from Brave Together: Lead by Design, Spark Creativity, and Shape the Future with the Power of Co-Creation. Also, check out our book bite for Culture is the Way: How Leaders at Every Level Build an Organization for Speed, Impact, and Excellence by Matt Mayberry. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.